What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. What y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh. Listen, this is my 21-day challenge of podcasting. Yeah, I'm going to be sharing my journeys and everything with y'all. So make sure y'all listen, all right? Episode is up next. Hey, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, huh? Living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. I know you are. Let me tell you why I know y'all out there being thorough and wise, baby. First of all, because God made you that way. Shout out to you, God. Yes, he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. All right, so I know you're all out there shining on them. And they hating it, baby. And what's the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? Well, first of all, because y'all out there listening to me, baby, and this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Oh, my gosh. I got so much to talk to y'all about. But first, before I go ahead and do that, I got to give a shout out to my haters, my naysayers, my disbelievers. And what is it that I say to my haters, y'all, and all them people out there that are in disbelief? Hi, haters. How y'all out there doing, huh? Cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now, if you are just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, you're probably like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. What's up with this girl Jay and why she out here, you know, giving a shout out to the haters and the disbelievers and all that? Listen, let me. Hey, y'all. Oh, my gosh. What I tell y'all, I always tell y'all this. Every time I get interrupted, y'all know this about to be so thorough and so wise. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, let me get back to why I got to tell y'all that. I give out shout out to my haters and my non-believers and all that people. Okay. All those people. All right. This is Just a Touch of J. Okay. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. All right. The devil is a lie. Always trying to get ahead and mess up something. So anyway, I'm back. All right. Now, the reason why I go ahead and I give a shout out to my haters is because, you know, hate is acknowledgement backwards. All right. And sometimes people just be in disbelief too. You know, naysayers and things like that. But what God does is he prepares a table for them, right? He says, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Okay? People that, you know, don't believe and, you know, people who are a little hating on you and stuff like that. Oh, I got to put a table out there for them, right? In the presence of your enemies, I'm going to anoint your head with oil. And then your cup's gonna run over. So just imagine, like, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, Easter's coming, all them goodies, them things that you like, you know, pies, cakes, and all that. God, like, you know, he put it out there for him in pieces, baby. So that way he can go ahead, you know, and put you on display. It's like you out there. You know, so they like this. They like this, y'all. Who that over there shining on? Is that my boy over there shining on? Is that my girl over there shining on? Putting them out there in pieces. They want to look. They like, wait a minute, what's going on? It's like they peeking through the curtain, through the blinds, you know? And what happens is whatever message that God is using, they want them getting blessed by it. Okay, so you got to give a shout to all your haters and everybody, you know, just don't know. You know, you got to put it out there for them because God is putting it out there in pieces and you got to give a shout out, like I said, all right? So what you say is, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, they need this work too, okay? Everybody needs this work, all right? So look, let me go ahead and start this off just like I used to. Y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Have y'all? Yes. Okay, listen. Y'all got to make sure y'all go over there because Mama been putting it out there in pieces for you. Y'all know I'm going through something, but I'm healing. God healed me, and healing is a process. So if you don't know what I got going on, you might want to go over there and check out those pieces. Yeah, I got a testimony. I got a word for y'all. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Gotta drop a dime on y'all. Listen, man. This is just a touch of J. Y'all not gotta put it out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, today is the first day of my 21-day A Straight Podcasting Challenge, all right? So look, if y'all are fellow podcasters and y'all wanna go ahead and do this, you know, make sure y'all go ahead and do it too. But I'm gonna be sharing my daily journey. 21 days. You know, I might keep it going or whatever, but today is day one. So make sure you go over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby, and check out everything that I got going on, okay? Because I'm be sharing on there. I'm be sharing on all of my social media outlets. It's going to be everywhere. Twitter, Tumblr. I got 5 Facebooks. I got 5 Instagrams. Yes, the Just a Touch of J app. I'm going to be putting videos out there so y'all can see weekly videos. So y'all can see what I got going on, like trips to the doctors and things like that. Yeah, I'm doing a little documentary for y'all. I got to put out there a piece for you, baby. Y'all going to see me in rare form and everything, okay? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I got to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? Now, listen, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. Yes. And we got to talk about Making Love in V's Kitchen. Look, I put something out there on Making Love in V's Kitchen because, look, y'all, I kind of been like Making Love in V's Kitchen. Yeah. Now, you know, nothing major because my diet is limited, okay, for right now, you know, but I've been doing my own little thing and I'm learning how to eat again. Okay, I'm learning how to eat again. God is showing me what I need. I'm trusting what he says. And I have an amazing doctor who tests me on certain foods. And we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to show you how he does it. Okay, so you guys can see. It's so amazing. But this is Just a Touch of J. So I've been doing a little something with Making Love in V's Kitchen. If you want to go on over there to Making Love in V's Kitchen on Instagram and Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen on Facebook, you get to see like the video or the things that I can eat and stuff like that. You know, me just putting it out there in pieces for you. All right. So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. A little further on over there. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Yeah. You got to let that little light on the inside of you shine bright. Okay. So look, we're going to talk about the Just a Touch of J Fitness. Yeah, man. Look, don't think I fell off because I did. Because them cells are still popping, baby. Pop, 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 popping. Pop, pop, popping like popcorn, baby. Yeah, yeah, yes. And I got another new fitness piece that I'm going to be displaying. And some other stuff too. All right. So y'all got to make sure that y'all are paying attention to that. And it's going to be on the Just a Touch of J app. For all my ladies, y'all liked it. And for all my gents, guys, tell us a fit. Yeah, I hope you ain't think I forgot about that. No, 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 no. I'm going to be putting that out there in pieces for you too. All right. So this is Just a Touch of J. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J cannabis line. Have y'all been scrolling on up to my link tree and all my bios? Look, the Just a Touch of J cannabis line had introduced a little while ago the first numero un rolling papers. Make sure y'all check them out. If you go up to the link in the bio, you will see it. You can purchase it. Let me know how many you want. Go ahead, place your order. Shipment goes right out to you, baby. All right, so this is Just a Touch of J. And I just wanted to put a little bit things out there in pieces for you. You know, we got the Jataj Podcast Network. That's going to be popping on too. Oh my gosh. Let me know if you want to be a part of that. Okay. The Jataj Podcast Network. And I cannot forget about the last thing. Shout out to you, Beat Break Radio. Yes, y'all. I have done 2 morning show co-host episodes with them. Y'all got to make sure y'all check it out. Oh my gosh. These episodes are crazy. We just did a Valentine's Day. And then we did another one, which is a little crazy. You know, I have to do with F boys and F girls. Child, listen. And you know that word, the F word. Yeah, child. I was dropping a dime on them about it. Yeah, because it's all about, you know, loving yourself. And you know, a lot of guys like to call the females the B word. And a lot of females like to call themselves the B word and all that other type of stuff. But you know, me and another guy, you know, we had to go on there, King. Shout out to you. We had to go on there and put it out there in peace for them. Let them know. Like, you don't need to do that. You know, we were from up north and, you know, we do what it is that we do, you know. So, look, we put that out there and then we just did the Valentine's Day special. Oh, my gosh. And y'all remember Andre? Yes. From, oh, my gosh, R. Kelly's group Public Announcements. I went ahead and I interviewed him, too. Yeah, y'all got to check him out. I'm going to be on his show and I'll be doing some stuff for him, too. Go ahead, Andre. I can't wait to try your pasta. Yeah, he's gonna give me the pasta recipe, and I'm gonna give him them chocolate covered cauliflower cookie recipe. Yeah, baby, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. We putting it out there in pieces for you. He has his own cooking show, his radio show, another podcast show. Oh my gosh, make sure y'all check out Andre. I'm gonna tag him in this. All right, and I'm gonna put everything out there in pieces for you. Now look, this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I got a story to tell like Biggie. Man, listen here. So, I'm scrolling on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and give y'all a little bit of my testimony. So, y'all know I'm going through all this stuff, you know, that I had going on, you know, like, felt like things was crawling on me, you know, Jesus, for like hours because, I got like this leaky gut thing going on, and then I could smell like 50 feet away from me, you know, and I was dizzy, y'all. I couldn't walk. I couldn't wash myself. You know, listen to the other episodes so y'all can get all those pieces, right? But I'm here to tell y'all some good news. Yes. Things that I'm grateful for. So we're going to start this off with just one thing. You know what I'm grateful for today? I was outside. I walked like 3-4 miles. I think like almost 4 miles, right? Let me tell you why I'm grateful, because I couldn't even walk. Yeah, y'all. Anybody out there that can't walk? I mean, like, walk. Use a cane. It's a lot involved in walking. Walking through life, your journey. You know, anybody out there going through that? Like, you're having a problem with walking on your journey through life, right? You got an issue here, you got an issue there, you know, kind of like me. Got some things going on. This is Just a Touch of J, baby. I told you I got a story to tell like Biggie. I told y'all that. But on your journey, you got, you know, some little stuff going on. It's not working out for you, right? It's not working out for you. Everything that you try, like me, when I was trying all those different foods. I mean, y'all, one time I tried 5 things in a day. You know, this is before I learned to just try one thing. Okay. You know, just drop it out there pieces for you. But that might be what you have to do. Just try one thing. Along your walk, your journey, one thing, see what works for you. You know, because a lot of y'all out there trying different things. Yeah. Come on, relationship to relationship. Let me try to see if this works. You know, let me try to put it out there pieces for them like this. Bow. You know, that ain't working for you. So you go ahead and, you know, maybe it's a job. You know, you try this job. You like, you know what? After like a day or two, you know what? Or, you know, a week or a month, you know, that ain't work out for me. You know, let me skate on over to the left because that didn't do anything. Or, you know what? Maybe, you know, let me try a couple friends over here. You know, let me see if these friends work for me. You know, and you like, man, look, they ain't what I'm used to. It ain't what you used to. Oh my gosh. I was used to eating, man. Listen, I was used to having a girlfriend and a boyfriend. I was used to doing a lot of things at the same time. Okay. And this is just a touch of that, baby. I'm just trying to put out the pieces for you. Told you I got a story to tell like Biggie. But it ain't what you used to, right? So, you know, you trying this and you trying that and these things ain't working. You know, you might actually go ahead and buy a new car or something like that. New furniture. I don't know. New TV. But you trying all these things. Maybe you're trying alcohol. You're trying drugs. I don't know. You putting it out there in pieces for them, though. Because you're trying to find yourself. You know, you're walking. You know, that walk. But it's a little difficult for you, baby. Anybody out there going through that? Man, listen, let me tell you about my walk. My walk, difficult. Every day I get up and I say, God, what do you want me to eat? And I have to calm myself down. Because, you know, anxiousness comes. But God gave me this scripture, Matthew 6. Therefore, I tell you to stop being worried and anxious, perpetually, easily distracted about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink or about your body. As to what you will wear, right? Is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest nor gather the crops, right? Into the barns. Yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Are you not much more worthy than they? Huh? Not much more than they. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. You're not much more than they. You know, because see, what happens is through life sometimes, We try to seek out these other things, right? These other things that we got going on to try to help us walk along the way. Because I told y'all, man, I'm grateful because I can walk, but I couldn't walk. I couldn't walk to the bathroom. Do you understand what I'm saying? I couldn't walk down the steps. And right now you might be struggling because you can't walk too. You know, from here to there, you know, you're having some issues, right? Because you out here trying all these different things. And this is just a touch of that, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Sometimes the only thing you need to try is God. That's it. That's all you need to do is try God. You got to get into his presence, right? So let me tell you what happened with me, right? So look, I was couldn't walk and I had all these issues and I was dizzy and I had this stuff going on. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. You know, everybody that I thought was there for me wasn't there. I turned to the left. Woo, child. Oh my God. God speaking to my spirit right now. I turned to the right. That person wasn't there. I turned on over here. That one there. The job wasn't there. Come on, man. The car wasn't there. I couldn't drive. Relationships. They weren't there. Oh my gosh. Food. It wasn't there. Wasn't nothing there that could help me. Kind of like what some of y'all might got going on. You know, you trying here, you trying there, you trying to walk, you trying to get it straight. But these things ain't working. They not working for you. They not there for you. You know, so I said one day, I said, you know what, God, help me. I said, you got to help me because you all I got. I started getting down on myself. Maybe you're getting down on yourself. You know, I was getting into a little depression, baby. This is just a touch of day. I got to keep it 100 because there's somebody out there. Y'all need this work too. Somebody out there, you're going through this. You're going through this. I don't know what you got going on. Maybe you lost your family member because of corona. Maybe you were sick with corona. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's your children. They weren't even there, baby. My kids, they have their own life. They had things to do. I was struggling. And I said, you know what, God, I need your help. I need your help. That's what you got to do. You got to get into the power of his presence. That's what I had to do. See, what we do a lot of times in life is we seek out these things, right? But God says, if you just get into my presence, I'll give you the things. So look, let me share the rest of the verse with you, right? So therefore, right? Don't worry or be anxious, right? Perpetually easy distracted, right? Because when you do that, it says you have little faith. Ooh, child! This is just such a time to drop it down on y'all. You a little faith, right? So when you out here, you searching for all these other things. Like, you know, let me see if this car go ahead work for me. Let me see if this new relationship work. You know, you out here doing that trickery, baby. Tricks of the trades. You got a few of them. You know, you got one over here because that one help you with this. And then you got one over here because that one help you with that. And then you got one, you want to do a little freakiness with or something like that. You know, you go over there, you know, you let them go ahead and do the pieces for you. You know, something. I don't know what you got going on. Look, this is just a touch day. I used to do it too. Okay. I used to just do my little thing, you know, put it out there in pieces, just trying to go ahead and help myself along the way. You know, anybody out there going through that? Like, you just don't know what to do. You got to get into the presence of God, right? Because what happens is that when you do all these other things, it's like you a little faith. You like, you know what? I'm trying everything else but to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, baby. Yeah, and all these other things, they're going to be added unto you. So look, that's basically what the rest of the scripture says. Matthew 6. Look it up. Read it. It's in the Bible. Look, I don't know. I ain't trying to convert nobody. I'm just trying to tell you what I know. What God told me to tell y'all. You know, I tell y'all before I come on here, I say, God, you know, none of me, all of you. You know, we switching this thing up, baby, because, you know, God saved me. He changed my whole life. And I promised that I would tell him, you know, in my own little way about how thorough he is, man. Because this is just a touch of that, baby. I got a story to tell. Like, Biggie, I got to put this thing out there in pieces for you. I can't have my babies out there lost. Come on, it's too many of y'all. Y'all listen to me like 80K on one thing. You know, that was the last time I checked the November chat. I ain't even checked. And I'm on like 30 different places. You know, streaming networks. I'm playing worldwide. So you know I'm out there popping like popcorn, baby. Because God is doing something. Okay, he's doing something. So this is what I want you to know. He can do things, right? So the last part of this verse says, right? It says, don't worry about what you're going to eat. Like, you know, the things that you need. Don't worry about those things. Like, don't worry. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows that you need that stability. He knows that you need that help with walking along the way. He knows that, you know, you're grieving because maybe you lost somebody. He knows that, you know, you may be stressed out. He knows that maybe you wanted to commit suicide. He knows that maybe you're tired of drinking. He knows that maybe you're tired of doing drugs. He knows that maybe your marriage is compromised. He knows that you got this one over here and that one over there and that one over there to try to help your sexual desires, baby. He knows if you got some pornography addiction. He knows. If you lost your job, he knows. If you out here just buying cars and things like that to get some type of self-fulfillment, he knows. Whatever it is that you're having an issue with, baby. But most importantly, the end of this verse says, most importantly, all you have to do is, you getting this? Listen. Okay, look, listen. Because most importantly, all you got to do, Matthew 6. Most importantly, aim at, strive his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of being right. Be like the character of God. And all these things going to be given unto you also. He going to give you everything else that you need. Now, look, this is just a touch of it, baby. Look, like I said, man, I ain't trying to convert y'all. I ain't trying to do none of that. But I want y'all to just pay attention to the fact of watch how he give me everything. Y'all think I got, you know, the Just a Touch of Jay, you know, cannabis line, all that little stuff that, you know, that, you know, I did, you know, and God was blessing me with. But no, baby. He blessed me with life abundantly, a peace and a joy. Do y'all understand what I went through? Like, you have no idea what it's like to only be able to eat 25 to 50 calories a day, baby. 45 pounds I lost. I was 112 pounds. But shout out to God, though, because he's so thoroughly. He's so wise. Guess how much I weigh now? 129. Probably like 132 right now, baby. This is just such a day. I'm just trying to put it out there in peace for you. He gave me all I needed. And watch how he keep on blessing my career. Watch how everything goes out there in pieces for you. Watch the elevation. Watch it all. Also, I forgot to tell y'all too, on Beat Break Radio, I'm going to be, making sure that I give y'all a little bit more of those pieces, you know, co-hosts here and there. Also, every day you're going to catch me twice a day, early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Yes, baby. Make sure y'all check out all of those pieces. I'm going to put it out there for you. And then on late nights, 12 o'clock, if you want to listen to any of my stuff, they're going to be playing it on there too. Because it's just a touch of, like I said, he's putting it out there in pieces for you. So watch the elevation happen and you can elevate too. All you got to do is just change your perspective and get into his presence. God will lead you. All right. So that's all I had to tell y'all today. That's it. It was real simple. You know, every day I'm going to give y'all something. All right. Today was real good for me. I got up. I did everything I had to do. I struggled a little bit. I'm trying to work on getting up at like 5:30 in the morning again. It's a process, child, because I got to get up. I got to listen to my prayer. Then I do 2 devotionals. I read my Bible. I spend some time with God, right? Then I got to drink 16 ounces of water. I read Proverbs 31, right? Then I have some coconut water or some juice, and I check my blood sugar because sometimes it's low. Today it was like 79, you know, because I'm having an issue with keeping it straight because my adrenal gland, which sits over top of the kidneys, controls my fight response and things like that. Okay, so it's not controlling my hormones the way that it should. So sometimes I could be very, very emotional. It's just Touch of J, baby. You know, I've already put it out there. Peace for y'all. But you know, it can make me cry. It can make me very, very scared. It can make me anxious. Like, and these are things that I can't control. And I have been having this problem for like a year, but I didn't know, you know, but now I know, you know, so I got to take it slow. You know, and then I have affirmations. I make my bed. I check my blood pressure because sometimes my blood pressure is low. Sometimes it's in the 90s. Last night it was in the 90s. Yeah, like 90, I think 7 over 64. That's like my normal, but sometimes it's dropped in the 80s. And this is just a touch of jet. It's a scary thing, right? But then I read my affirmations, you know, and I tell myself, I tell y'all a little bit of it. I shall live and not die. I'm healed. Healing is a process. I will learn how to eat again the right way. That's a little thing. I make love in V's kitchen, baby. It's easy. God's going to show me. I will not be afraid. God didn't give me the spirit of fear. I will complete the book. Can't tell y'all that, but you know, just certain things, you know, I'm brilliant, fearless, and wonderfully made. I am good looking. I am somebody. I deserve to be loved. You know, look, this is just a touch of that, baby. I got to put the pieces out there for myself. You know, words of affirmation and stuff. And then I got scriptures and stuff that I put out there. You know, God already did it for somebody else, so I know he's going to do it for me. And you know, those that sow in tears also shall reap in joy. Then I got, you know, Jeremiah right here. This is one of my good ones. 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because you know they call thee an outcast. Okay, look, you know I got that out there too. You know, look, peace is for me. Okay, and then I went for a walk today, you know, and I read some other things, you know, just to make sure that, you know, the goal is to stay balanced and not busy, and never sacrifice yourself for the altar of your calendar. You know, it's not about that. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's not about the sacrifices you're doing for yourself. It's about God at the end of the day, because he's going to show you how to handle all those pieces. Like he showed me, like, look, I couldn't walk. I walked like almost like 3-4 miles a day. I want to say about 4. Part of the route that I used to walk. But God is showing me. And I'm out there and I'm doing it and I'm listening to his word, because you got to get into that power, that presence, okay? So try that out. If you're out there and you're going through stuff, you know, just try that out. Try it out. See, I guarantee it's going to work for you, baby. Because listen, it worked for me. Remember, 45 pounds I couldn't eat. Every single time I put something in my mouth, it was like I was having an anaphylactic reaction. And sometimes when you try all these little things, baby, you know, giving them just a little touch. I'm going to skate on over here to the left, skate over to the right. You know, you're doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. Right? You getting these shocking things that's happening to you too, and they not working. But when you trust them, and you believe. Shout out to UTD Jakes. Yeah, believe. Watch that out on YouTube. You know, that'll help you too. You know, your perspective, things will shift, things will change. And this is just a touch of Jake, baby. I just had to put that all out there in pieces for you. So listen, I'm going to call up my friend, you know, talk to him. Shout out to you, Terrence. He's one of my people that I go to, you know, for inspiration, things like that. He's so thorough and he's so wise. Shout out to him. You know, I'm going to call a couple other people I got to call today. You know, thanks for everybody and all your prayers. Oh my gosh, keep them coming. I need it. God is keeping on healing me. Okay, y'all should see how my body has changed. You know, remember I told you I was working out, right? For like 6 months straight. Child, lost all that stuff. But you wait till you see how I put this thing out there. Peace for y'all. This stuff coming back. Oh my gosh, so crazy. So crazy. Yeah, this is, look, I'm trying to tell you, just watch. Watch how God put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, watch how he changes and restores my life. And if you keep on listening and you do what it is that I tell you to do, baby, that he tells me to tell you to do, okay? Because all of me, all of him and none of me, that's what I pray for when I come on here and I give you all that wisdom, that knowledge, Y'all know I'm thorough and wise? Come on, man. Your life gonna change too, because you're gonna be walking with me. Okay, you're gonna be doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do, baby. So look, I'm up out of here. And what do I tell y'all before I end this, huh? How y'all want me to do it? How y'all want me to end this for y'all, baby, huh? Hell. Y'all want me to say it like this to give you the Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Hold on, here, girl. Y'all ready? Because y'all know I ain't been doing this in a minute. Oh, my God. But it's just such a check, okay? Hold on, let me calm down. Because when I get real excited, you know, it be like setting off stuff. Histamine and stuff. We don't need that. We don't need no histamine releases, child. No. I'm so tired of my histamine releasing. Y'all keep me a prayer. This is just a touch of check. But look, let me tell y'all how I do it. Okay, you ready? This is how I end it for y'all. Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. You ready? Who is this? Come on. Wait. Let me stop. I'm laughing. Wait, but hold on. You ready? Here we go. Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? This is just a touch of J. Yes. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So look, it's like three things that I tell y'all before I end this whole thing. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. And please don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Don't. And if you out there walking and having an issue with walking, you know, along in life, you might be doing some stuff to make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise, baby. That's why you got to go ahead. You got to try to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Try God. Look, you know, listen. Ever since God came into my life, you know, things have changed. And he was the one who, you know, found me. He finds the Lord, you know. So thank you, Lord, for saving me. You know, so you might want to go ahead and do that. Because if you out there trying to do it yourself, you know, you out here messing up pieces and messing up everybody else too. Because, you know, when you all messed up, all you do is mess up other people. And we ain't got no time for that, y'all. You know, it's just a touch of day. Y'all got to get your life in order. And, you know, if your life is out of order, if it ain't, you know, it's always something that you're working on, baby. Okay? Now, the second thing that I tell you is, shine on them, because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. You know that light right there? Shine bright. Bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl, Rihanna. If you listening, y'all, she out there shining bright. I love Rihanna. She always shining bright like a diamond. Yeah, shining bright like a diamond. Woo! Like a diamond. She always out there shining bright. She just dibbling and dabbing and doing what it is that she do, baby. And you gotta shine bright like a diamond too. Because they hate it, baby, you know? Don't dumb yourself down in your life for nobody, you know? And if you go ahead and you do what it is you're supposed to do as far as God is concerned, trust me, okay? What he say right here, most importantly, aim and strive for his kingdom, his righteousness, his way of being right, and his character. And let me touch on that real quick. Because when I say character, you know, a lot of people, they think, you know, because, you know, you want to go ahead and see God, you know, and do what it is that you do, baby. And you know, we're not talking about the ones who want to be spiritual. We talking about just you trying to just be like the character of God. Okay. So basically it's like you're trying to imitate. Okay. Because that's what God tells you to do. Be like the character of God. You don't got to be perfect. Look, sometimes you might drop an F-bomb and curse and stuff, but you want to try. That's all. You know, you might do things. Everybody does stuff. Please don't think you got to be holier than thou. Cause trust me, I ain't every day. Okay. Can I be transparent with you? Trust me. Hey, that like just such a gem, baby. Okay, I got a lot of pieces and ain't nothing holy and all perfect with me at all. And it ain't nothing perfect with y'all neither. Okay, so you just gotta try. That's all. And then God, like I said, what he gonna do is all these things gonna be added unto you and given to you also. He gonna go ahead, he gonna bless your life because he sees you trying. And he gonna help you along the way. You know, if you're having a problem with that walk. Now, the last thing I tell y'all is spread love, right? Because it's the Brooklyn way, right? You always gotta spread love. You gotta give love to yourself. Like I was reading them affirmations and all that type of stuff. You know, like, look, seriously, I will remain focused. I am a good friend. I'm a great mother. You know, I love making Lum B's Kitchen smile, baby. Your podcast is pop, 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 pop like popcorn. I will not quit. I will not give up. God loves me. He will never leave me or forsake me. I am blessed. God is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. You know, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better in every way. So I tell myself, you might got to tell yourself that too and spread love to everybody else. Give yourself that love and give it out. Because it's reciprocity, baby. All that stuff gonna be given back to you. All right? So look, let me recap it. I gave y'all what's going on. I told y'all this is day one of my podcast. And every day I'm gonna tell y'all what's going on later on. What I had for breakfast. What I had for breakfast, child? I had some rice with some butter. Oh my gosh, a little salt on it. Yeah, and then I had some turkey cutlets. Oh my gosh, that was pretty good. And then I had a little bit more rice, a little coconut water. You know, nothing too crazy because I told you my diet is limited, but it was scrumptious to me. You know, and then I'm gonna make like a coconut rice. Not coconut rice. What is it? Coconut flour. A little like thing I do with this coconut flour. I'm going to go ahead. That's going to be my snack. And I'm going to have some, you know, pears. Like a half a pear. You know, sometimes I caramelize it. I think this time I just eat it raw. I got to peel it though. You know, so I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to have my dinner. You know, I'm going to work out a little something. You know, chill. You know, but you know, that's just basically what I'm doing today. You know, but I'm going to tell y'all every day my journey. I'm going to the doctor's tomorrow to get my blood work. Make sure y'all keep me in prayer with that. My endocrinologist. Okay, so he's going to be going over my blood work for my hormone levels and things like that. Trying to get them pieces back together. But God got all that. I ain't scared about it. Because you want to know what? I just went to the GI doctor. He took 5 biopsies when he did an upper endoscopy. You know, of my stomach. You know, my testing. All that stuff. All of them came back. You know what? Guess what they came back, y'all? Normal. Okay? This is just a touch of J, baby. I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, so I ain't worried about it. Whatever God does in my life, it's all for his glory. Okay? So, that's why I'm on here telling y'all everything that I'm telling y'all. And the recap was just for me to go ahead and just tell y'all about God's glory. How you just got to get in his presence. That's it. I had to tell you all that. Because sometimes, you know, we be out here and our lives is amazing. You know, we got these amazing lives and all that. And then something happened like, bam, you know. And then, you know, we got to reposition ourselves. But sometimes we just try to do it ourselves, you know, without God. And it don't work. You know, the repositioning ain't right. You know, you over here, you over there. And then you just start trying anything. You know, just try to get your life back, you know, in order. You know, and if you out there and you're doing that and your walk ain't right, like how mine's wasn't, I couldn't walk and you can't walk. You can't see straight like how I couldn't see straight. Everything you try just don't work out for you like me. Give God a try. Seek ye first. Kingdom of God, man. And all his righteousness and all these things gonna be added unto you. Okay, so look, I'm up out of here. Okay. And I'll be back. I love my babies. I love y'all. Oh my gosh. This is 21 days of podcasting, baby. I'll be back when I got something else to say. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Keep me in prayer, all right? And keep y'all in prayer, too. Bye. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby, coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? This is just a touch of J. Just drop a bomb on J. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's Kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on 1 second. This is Just a Touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. You, all he needs you. Is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of
just
check.
A touch ladies, of check.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of check.
A shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right, listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? She y'all go over and make a lemon beast kitchen.
Going over and make a lemon beast kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's gonna get brownies for you, baby. Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to. put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I can tell y'all this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Make 11 Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that?